You know, as an Asian man, it took me about 24 years to acknowledge that there's something about Jesus. Though I grew up in a church, I was attending Youth League and all that. And it took me probably another 2-3 years to actually believe. If you ever ask a question, why bother that Jesus to come on earth and to do this? That if you read the history, the world has become a better place in many ways. But did people actually became better people? It's very hard to say. We are handling or sometimes frustrated by the same problems that ancient people were probably frustrated by. Like, there is a stone plate discovered from ancient Sumerian city, and there is this lawyer writing something about it, and at the bottom he says a very small thing about his personal thing. That's probably 5,600 years old. Oh, this is doomsday. Look at those young people. They don't listen. So, people don't change much. I'm a big fan of history, and which chapter of the history I read, people behave almost the same. Now, why is it that God had to bother to do all this? Old Testament is about, to me, honestly, it's a love call from God. Come back to me. Come back. You have gone too far away. Come back. And we haven't come back. So God had to come to us. That's Jesus. And why? As I was telling you, I was looking into each human being. You are a full of life. You are a miracle. So much power you have. How many persons to take inspire whole nation to be better? Sometimes you could just take one. You could be that one person too. You could change somebody's life totally. How would you do that though? The secret is in today's story, at the wedding. This Cana is placed in the northern part, and its name is from Hebrew name Cana, and it means reed. So Greek name Cana has meaning probably place of reeds. So it doesn't mean much. So we add a Swedenborg into it. Then he says, reed means truth from good. And to me, it's like, wow, that's why. Truth from good is the truth that you have because you love the truth and you want to live it. That's truth from good. So you are prepared. You're ready. You just need that sign and you'll do it. This is the truth that actually makes you to produce good. That's Cana. A place Galilee is something else. It's a northern region. And if you read the New Testament, probably good to be maybe 90 or over 90% of Jesus' ministry was in Galilee. And Galilee is made of three places or three districts by the ancient tribes, the 12 tribes. One of them was Naphtali and Zebulun, Issachar. And Cana is in a place where it belonged to Naphtali. Where am I going with it? Naphtali means wrestling. So symbolizes temptation. The most place that Jesus was doing the ministry spiritually symbolizes temptation. Issachar, it means a reward. There is a reward. Delight from doing something good. Zebulun, symbolizes union between good and truth. He was ministering in those three places. And all three of them outside, not inside. When you are distinguishing internal and external. External, which is where we live. So, this is a wedding. Somehow this people, actually you don't even get to know the names of bride and groom in this way. But somehow, this bride and groom are us. And we are having a wedding, which means we have found ways to secure our life in this world. And also, means to provide for yourself. In a way, two things that I believe every human being or any human being are keenly concerned about: security and prosperity. Combining them together, survival. So somehow, wedding at Cana symbolizes that these people have done that. So in this world, as far as this world is concerned, they can be married. They can be relaxed, have a banquet party. Somehow, but wine was gone over in the middle of the party. You know, wine is something else. I was trying to explain wine, then it needs probably another hour, right? Simply saying, wine is bread in the wine. You know, it's wisdom, it's the truth, the new truth, newer truth. Or more advanced truth is needed. So if we were to take this world as everything, and we were to believe that, well, I was born at point, I'll die at another point, then that's it. I'm just part of this natural web. Then the wedding at Cana is where we stop. But somehow, you know, that somehow the mother of Jesus and Jesus himself was at the wedding. But do you read the story about them being introduced to other people? No. Isn't that interesting? He's very sneaky here. He almost sneaked into the wedding. It says invited, but it's not really obviously not a guest of honor or guest with honor. His mother is hanging out with the servants. So maybe mother was hired him. And Jesus was also kind of nearby them. So what you see is Jesus actually is kind of with the servant, not at the party. Do you see the significance? Isn't that amazing? Somehow, God has to use the back door to come to us, not the front door. Why? Because we don't open it. We open the front door to many others, but not usually to God. But we are in need, a desperate need of this new wine, the new truth. And it is even given to us without our acknowledgement or even asking for it. Isn't that wonderful though? This is the story of Jesus' ministry. I'll find you. When you're in need, I'll give it to you. You just accept what I give to you. Isn't that great? Really think about it, this whole story. It was his mother who acknowledged that they need more wine. Forced him to do something. He says, I don't really want to do it. But since mother's insisting, okay, I'll do something. Jesus' mother, as mother, symbolizes affection of truth. Affection seeking truth. Affection pushing truth. Affection pushing us to get the truth. At the end, what is good? Good is God. God is life. And you are life. That's why God is calling us to become the original, the way we're supposed to be. And that's where I believe Buddhism connects with Christianity big deal. I read the first Buddhist scripture when I was 14, and I threw it away. Because it says, if you know your true nature, you're Buddha. My true nature, 14 years old, I don't want to know. And I was really troubled teenager at the time. And then I read it again and again and again, and I followed the meditation. It took me, yes, about 4 or 5 years to realize there's deeper meaning into it. The true nature doesn't mean the thing that I can see. It's inside, more inner. The real true nature. Something that is beyond our human comprehension, but yet is still there as an essence of what makes who you are. That, if you see that in Buddhist tradition, you become Buddha. In Christian tradition, you become children of God. Or, in a fancier way, angels. That's who you are. That's what you are created to live up to. But somehow, our life in this world distracts us, takes us away, challenges us in every single angle possible. So we lose our focus. We lose our track. But then this story in Ghana, Jesus is saying what? Don't worry. As long as you're doing your part, I'll even sneak behind your door and help you. And the bride was told that you have best wine right now, but he had no idea. But I believe he was happy. It's way better than sending the guest because there's no more wine in the middle of the party. There's a lot more in this small little story. But take it into your heart. You are created for something way bigger, greater than you can see as a human. And that's in you, every single moment. As I was starting to say that, you're a miracle. And how many life is supporting you to have you the way who you are? And then this, the force of life that is flowing inside and outside of you. And how much you can do. You can make a human being totally miserable, or you can make a human being totally happy. The same way you can kill the earth, or you can save the earth. Don't you think you have a lot of power? A lot of times, we humans do not really acknowledge how much power is in our hands. So that we abuse it. But what God is telling is not that we have to keep up with like everything, but a wedding at the Ghana says that we do as much as we know we can. Then the rest is filled up by God. You cannot do anything that you do not believe. You cannot do anything that you do not know. That's the truth. But in our lives, do we actually do everything that we know to be true? Well, I can tell from myself, no. I'm still trying. But we should try. And miracle happens over and over again. Haven't you had those experiences that you haven't really cultivated something fully, but somehow it's given to you? Just like a gift. And like you're totally amazed. Wow. But then what do? Do you appreciate and be thankful, or do you want more? God is right there, what we need. And we don't sometimes even need to ask for help. But there is a condition. There's a condition. We need to work on something that is true to us. Then there comes blessing. There comes new wine and a new stage. And this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. We'll learn more about it.